the state's public policy and its money now appear to be headed in the same direction. For a while there, some questioned whether the state was saying one thing and doing another. The aging system that powers the 90-plus acre Empire State Plaza in Albany had been slated to be replaced with a natural gas-fired turbine microgrid system, something the local community and environmental activists around the region have been rallying against for years. Groups in particular like SHARE, which stands for the Sheridan Hollow Alliance, were dismayed that the state was considering more fossil fuels in their neighborhood, which 25 years ago had fought against the Answers plant, a garbage-burning incinerator, which critics called a prime example of environmental racism. Well, the state appears to have heard these activists. Last week, the Albany Times-Union reported that the state will instead opt for a slew of energy-efficient and green projects to meet the needs of the plaza, which has thousands and thousands of people who work in it. There are still some questions, though, and Kimberly Harriman is kind enough to join us to answer them. Harriman is the Senior Vice President of Public and Regulatory Affairs at the Power Authority. It's good to see you.
It's nice to see you too, Susan.
So what is this system that we're talking about? Just give us, introduce my listeners who might live in Buffalo or Syracuse about this power system.
Sure. So currently the Empire State Plaza is fueled both from a heating and cooling standpoint from a boiler system at the Sheridan Ave plant. That was the subject of NYPA's involvement about, 2017, 2 years ago, when we realized in working with OGS that the emergency generator that maintains critical evacuation systems in the event of a power disruption was at the end of its useful life and needed to be replaced. So as you noted, the original proposal was for a natural fuel gas CHP unit that was going to power the Empire State Plaza from an electric as well as a heating and cooling perspective. And as again noted, we heard from the community that, in fact, there was concerns with respect to that project. We went out and we did an evaluation of renewable energy technologies that could be a substitute for that project. We got cost estimates back on the original project that was 25% above what we thought it was going to be. And more importantly, the governor signed into law this summer the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, which sets out the most ambitious climate goals in the country, which includes, going to 70% electric energy needs from renewable resources by 2030 and emissions-free energy resources by 2040, 100%.
So why invest in something that is going to emit pollutants that aren't really going to be allowed after 2050.
So yeah, that was the general response and the technology. And we listened to the community. We did multiple meetings out in the community groups. I sat at the libraries, listened to the neighbors of the plant, and we heard them. We heard them loud and clear. And so the new project, the new path forward, is consistent with responding to the neighbors, being responsive to the governor's mandate that we move towards renewable energy technologies. And so first and foremost, we're going to take down the steel smokestack.
That's
for
huge.
The answer plant.
That's the answers plant that we were talking about before. It's the it's basically underneath the word environmental racism in the dictionary. This plant, which was built long before the Cuomo administration, has been a real eyesore and a problem for the community, but that's going away. And that's
absolutely
good news.
Absolutely. Second, we're going to replace that emergency generator, which we heard from the community groups. Every time you tested the existing emergency generator, it's over 60 years old. It emits purple smoke that goes down the street. It vibrates all the neighbors' households. And we heard that loud and clear. So we're going to replace that system with state-of-the-art controls technology, both from an emissions and a noise perspective. So we're going to maintain the safety aspect of the Empire State Plaza. We can evacuate residents if there is a power disruption.
The generators, these backup generators that you're talking about?
Yes.
How are they going to be powered?
So they're going to be diesel backup generators. Due to the size that you need for the generators, 10,000 people work in the Empire State Plaza. To get all those elevators and the emergency lighting working, we have to have a sufficient sized emergency generator. But again, I want to note, 60 years ago, the generators that are there now have no emission controls. Have no technology controls that we have today.
So they will be cleaner.
Cleaner, absolutely cleaner.
Okay, what else?
And on top of that, we're going to take, there's five steam fueled chillers that provides the air conditioning to that Empire State Plaza complex. Those run off of the steam that's powered by the boilers at Sheridan Ave plant. We're going to take one of those and electrify them. By doing that one step alone, by moving that chiller from steam to electric, we're going to reduce emissions and natural gas consumption on site by 18%.
Why only, there are five chillers, I guess. Why only do one?
Because we're going to do the first one. We want to learn, make sure we have the technology right. Cooling, especially in the summer in Albany these days, is incredibly important. We want the workers to be productive and safe and healthy. So we're going to start with the first electrification project. And that'll be a project list that we'll have to come. As long as the first one goes right, and we think it's going to, it's an 18% reduction in natural gas and emissions on site. On top of that, we're going to do efficient lighting throughout the Empire State Plaza, both internally and externally. That project alone, even with moving one chiller to the electric system, is going to result in an 8 to 10% reduction in electric demand at the Empire State Plaza.
If the chiller that you use, that electricity is used to run, works, okay, at what point will you replace the other four? And I'm asking because in 2014, I read an article in the TU in which they discussed the need to replace all the chillers because they're now, well, they were 45 years old then, and now they're 49 years old. We all age.
Unfortunately. <Yes.
laughs> So, yeah, how are you going to, you know, at what point will you say, you know what, it's time, we're going to replace all of them?
So we're going to work with OGS to evaluate the life cycle of the remaining four chillers as we move through electrifying that fifth one. And as the projects get done, because there's only so much project work you can do at one time, so as we move through that, we will look to expeditiously replace and electrify the other chillers, both from a project management standpoint as well as a cost standpoint. And lastly, the last but not least, most certainly, is the on-site solar and electric energy storage projects we're going to look at. And these include projects that could be on the roof of the Sheridan Hollow Garage, the Cultural Education Center, which is the museum at the end of the plaza, and other places. And then on top of that, we heard the community. The community said, why can't you do solar remotely?
Yeah.
And when we changed the focus of the project from being kind of a microgrid, more opportunities opened up to us. And so working with OGS, we've identified the former Oneida County Airport to do a large-scale solar farm that once completed could provide up to 50% of the electric needs of Empire State Plaza.
That it's such an interesting idea. But okay, so the Oneida solar farm, that's miles and miles away, but it will provide 50%. The other 50%, there is some diesel and some fossil fuels that will be running the other 50%.
So let me update that. Okay, so the remaining 50% of the electric needs for the Empire State Plaza will come from the grid itself in New York State, which is one of the most cleanest grids in the country when you look at the level of hydropower we have, NYPA owns, as well as renewable energy projects. No diesel energy right now in our grid, not ever. Right. And so we have some gas fueled electric generating facilities. But that 50%, that's not going to get addressed by the solar farm. OGS and NYPA are going to work together to find renewable energy projects
to replace that portion of the energy. Now, you have gas boilers. Is that what you're talking about?
So the gas boilers at Sheridan Ave plant provide steam for heating and cooling needs. Not electricity. They provide the heating and cooling needs.
But that's another element of what powers the plaza. Okay.
Correct.
Underneath the umbrella of powering, we're talking about electricity as well as heat and power, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So there is this question that this group SHARE has, which is, why not consider geothermal? Why do we need gas boilers?
So we're going to be taking a look at all energy solutions. The first step, and you'll hear this from a lot of folks who are looking at climate change, is we need to electrify building systems. So that electric chiller is really the first step in looking at converting a fossil fuel equipment to electricity and then greening the electricity supply. So we're going to continue looking. You know, this is the start of a conversation. It's definitely not the end. And every day we're going to work towards achieving that CLCPA goal.
All right. So the group share is interested in having a meeting with the top decision makers at NYPA to discuss what the plans are for this facility. I'm assuming that's you.
I would say I'm on the team
on
of
the
very
team.
Skilled engineers and analysis. And so we already have that meeting scheduled. We reached out to them last week.
When
we
is that
offered
meeting?
To sit down with them. The meeting's tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay, great. So let's talk timeline. This is not going to be without pain, I'm sure. There's going to be some disruption. At what point will that be, and how soon until it's all sort of flipped over to the new system?
So we're starting with the project scope, and the emergency generator is on the fast track because that is a critical system component to the Empire State Plaza.
And that's really dirty.
And we want to address it. Again, yeah. We heard from the community. So we're going to go out for that RFP to get that emergency generator system in place, and we're gonna get it in as soon as we possibly can. With respect to the stack, we're going to do the same. We're going to look to get that down as soon as possible because at the end of the day, that thing is never working again. That answers plant will never be open again, and we want it down.
Yeah. Last question. So I hear that you have been responsive to the needs of the community and what the activists have been wanting. So you presented this, you know, new plan that shows that you have been responsive, but there's still pushback. How do you feel about that?
I understand it, right? I mean, they want 100% renewable, clean resources now. I don't think there's a person in New York who doesn't want that. I don't think there's a mother who doesn't want that for her children. I want it. I wish we could go from 0 to 60 right now, but we can't. And so we have to do it as quickly, as efficiently, and as cost-effectively as possible.
Kimberly Harriman is a Senior Vice President of Public and Regulatory Affairs at the New York Power Authority. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.